Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the New Testament Stories book, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you too.
Tell me the stories of Jesus. I love to hear things I would ask him to tell me if he were here. Scenes by the wayside, tales of the sea, stories of Jesus.
Last week, we talked about the time that Jesus took Peter, James, and John to the top of a high mountain to pray. As Jesus prayed, the glory of God came upon him. His face was bright like the sun. Two Old Testament prophets named Moses and Elias appeared to him. They talked about his coming death and resurrection. While Jesus was praying, the apostles fell asleep. When they awoke, they saw the glory of Jesus Christ, Moses, and Elias. They heard Heavenly Father's voice testify, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." The apostles were afraid and fell to the ground. Jesus touched them and told them not to fear. When they looked up, the heavenly messengers were gone. Jesus told the disciples not to tell anyone what they had seen until after he had died and been resurrected. Next, we talked about the time that Jesus healed a young boy troubled by an evil spirit, as well as the lesson that he taught his disciples about faith in the process. One day, a man asked the Savior to help his son. The boy had an evil spirit in him. The disciples had already tried to heal his son, but they could not. Jesus had the man bring his son to him. When the boy came, the evil spirit made him fall to the ground. The Savior asked how long the evil spirit had been in the boy. The father said that it had been in him since he was a child. Jesus said that he could heal the son if the father had faith. The father began to cry. He said that he had faith, but he asked Jesus to help him have even more faith. Jesus commanded the evil spirit to come out of the boy and never go into him again. The evil spirit was angry. It hurt the boy again. Then it obeyed Jesus and left. The boy was so quiet that many people said he was dead, but Jesus took his hand and helped him stand up. The boy was healed. The evil spirit was gone. Later, the disciples asked Jesus why they had not been able to make the evil spirit leave the boy. Jesus told them that sometimes they needed to fast and pray in order for a person to be healed.
I love to read the Holy Scriptures, and every time I do, I feel the Spirit start. Grow within my heart a testimony that
Today we are going to read and talk about an important teaching method used by the Savior. Often when he wanted them to learn something important, he would tell them a story. Why do you think the Savior taught the people by telling stories?
People listen to stories a lot more than they listen to other things.
It makes it easier to understand.
Scripture stories are easy to remember, and when we think about them, we can see that they also teach us important things about our Heavenly Father's plan for us. Who can think of their favorite scripture story?
The Sons of Helaman.
One of the ones that I really like is in the Book of Mormon when Nephi is building the ship.
Oh, I love that story. What are some of the important lessons that we learn from these stories?
To listen to our mothers.
A lot of these stories teach us faith.
This week we are going to talk about two different stories that Jesus shared with the people. See if you can understand the meaning of the stories as we read together. Please turn to chapter 35, The Good Samaritan, on page 82, and read along with us.
Jesus told many stories or parables to help people learn the truth.
One day, a leader of the Jews asked Jesus what he must do to have eternal life. The Savior asked him what the scriptures said.
The leader said that a man should love God and also love his neighbor. Jesus said that he was right. Then the leader asked, "Who is my neighbor?"
Jesus answered by telling the man a story. One day, a Jewish man was walking on the road to the city of Jericho. Thieves robbed and beat him. They left the man on the road almost dead.
Soon a Jewish priest came by and saw the man. The priest walked by on the other side of the road. He did not help the man.
Another Jewish man who worked in the temple came by. He saw the injured man, but he did not help the man either and walked by on the other side of the road.
Then a Samaritan man came along. The Jews and Samaritans did not get along, but when the Samaritan saw the man, he felt sorry for him. He took care of the man's wounds and put clothes on him.
The Samaritan took the man to an inn and cared for him until the next day. When the Samaritan had to leave, he gave money to the innkeeper and told him to take care of the man.
After Jesus told this story, he asked the Jewish leader which of the three men was a neighbor to the injured man.
The leader said that the Samaritan was because he had helped the man. Jesus told the Jewish leader to be like the Samaritan.
What did the leader of the Jews ask Jesus at the beginning of this story?
What he must do to have eternal life.
Right. Jesus helped the leader realize that we must love God and love our neighbors. What did the leader ask next?
Who is my neighbor?
Jesus answered him by telling a story about a man who was walking along the road to Jericho. What ended up happening to the man on the road?
He went to the store, and some people took his stuff and were beating him up.
And he was injured?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Who was the first person to pass by?
It was a Jewish priest.
Who was the second man to pass by?
Another Jewish man who worked in the temple.
Both of these men were men that held important positions in the church. Why do you think they passed by without helping?
Maybe because they thought they were too important to help, or they were like in a hurry or something like that.
Oh, I'll bet you're right. Who was it that finally stopped to help the man?
It was a Samaritan.
The injured man was a Jew, and the man who helped him was a Samaritan. What have we learned about the relationship between the Jews and the Samaritans?
They did not get well together, and they were not friends.
What did the Samaritan do for the wounded Jew?
He took care of the man's wounds.
Great. What else did he do?
Put clothes on him.
He also took him to an inn.
And then what happened when he was going to leave?
He gave money to the person that was keeping the inn so that he could stay there until he was well.
One of the special things that the Samaritan gave the injured man in this story was his time. What are some ways that you can give of your time to help others?
If my mom's cooking dinner and my brother's around her trying to get her to hold him and cook dinner, I would give her some time to cook dinner and go play with my little brother.
Oh, I love that story. Anybody else? What other way can you give of your time?
If my mom is busy and my baby brother's crying, like if she's making dinner, I could get him and put him in the bouncy chair.
You could give service to others.
The Samaritan also showed that he loved the wounded man. Why is it important to love those around us?
It's a commandment.
That's what Jesus would do.
When Jesus finished telling the story, what did he ask the Jewish leader?
He asked which of the three men was the neighbor to the Jewish man.
Right, and what was the leader's answer?
The Samaritan.
Right, it was. The Jewish leader wanted to know how to return to live with our Heavenly Father. What does this story teach us that we need to do to be able to receive eternal life?
Serve others.
I'm trying to be like Jesus. I'm following in his ways. I'm trying to love as he did in all that I do and say. At times I am tempted to make a wrong choice, but I try to listen as the still small voice whispers, love one another as Jesus loves you. Try to show kindness in all that you do. Be gentle and loving in deed and in thought. For these are the things Jesus taught. I'm trying to love my neighbor. I'm learning to serve my friends. I watch for the day of gladness when Jesus will come again. I try to remember the lessons he taught, then the Holy Spirit enters into my thoughts, saying, love one another as Jesus loves you.
If you're just joining us, welcome to Scripture Stories, presented by the Mormon Channel. We have been talking about the story of the Good Samaritan. What do you think the Savior wants us to learn from this story?
To be kind to others.
If some people you know that don't know about the church, you can tell them about it.
Turn with us to chapter 36. Jesus tells three parables on page 85 as we begin to study more of the Savior's teachings.
One day, Jesus was eating and talking with people who many thought were sinners. Some Pharisees saw him.
The Pharisees believed that good men should not talk to sinners. They thought that Jesus was not a good man because he was talking to sinners.
The Savior wanted to help the Pharisees understand why he was with the sinners. He told them three parables. The first one was about the lost sheep.
What was Jesus doing when the Pharisees saw him?
Talking to the sinners.
Why did the Pharisees decide that Jesus was not a good man?
Because they thought good men should not talk to sinners.
Did Jesus become upset with the Pharisees for thinking this?
No.
Of course not. Even though the Pharisees were wrong, Jesus knew that it was because they simply did not understand. He wanted to help them understand that everyone needs his help, especially those who are sick with sin. What did the Savior do to help the Pharisees understand?
He told them three parables.
Next week, we'll talk about the parables that the Savior shared with the Pharisees. And we will hopefully come to understand better the Savior's love and devotion to each and every one of us.
I think when I read that sweet story of old, when Jesus was here among men, how he called little children like lambs to his fold, I should like to have been. I wish that his hands had been placed on my head, that his arms had been thrown around me, that I might have seen his kind look when he said, let the little ones come unto me.
This week I want to challenge all of you to take a few minutes to do an important activity. Take a piece of paper and draw a line down the middle. On one side of the line, make a list of your favorite scripture stories. On the other side, write down the lessons that these stories teach us. For example, on one side you could write, Nephi returns to Jerusalem to get the brass plates. Then on the other side you could write, showing faith and following the Spirit. Make your list as long as you can, and then share it with your parents or your primary teacher. Ask them to help in finding the messages of your favorite scripture stories. I promise that as you continue to study these same stories throughout your life, you will learn lessons and see principles that you never knew were there. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He has taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week, we'll read more from chapter 36. Jesus tells three parables.
See you next week.
Scripture power.
If you would like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at radio.lds.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they are ready. If you would like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org, or a grown-up can buy them at your local church distribution center.